You are listening to Views with Joe Mario, your one-stop podcast where you listen to everything. News, life, sex, relationship, God, everything, man. Everything in one place. I mean, if you think about Views with Joe Mario, you just think about paradise. But seriously. Think about Views with Joe Mario. See a platform whereby everything is possible and everything can be discussed here. No limits, no boundaries. I mean, we can go and say fuck. Sound fuck, right? Good. So when you think about Views with Joe Mario, know that this is your one-stop podcast where everything is on the table and nothing is off limits. You are listening to Views with Joe Mario, and I'm your host, Joe Mario. I'm laughing so hard because I'm thinking about one TikTok filter that has been making rounds on TikTok. It's those filters commonly used by ladies that state, you see the ladies say, oh, I've going around calling men scum, men are this, men are that, men are independent women, I am a feminist and everything. Then they're not like in a canoe rolling back to their boyfriend, saying, I love you, I'm sorry, and everything. The whole filter face, that is very funny filter face. And that's how I feel right now, because I know I have a lot of people has been saying, oh, Joe Mario, drop a podcast episode. You've been your most inconsistent self in the year 2022. We didn't get much podcast from you. You know, the funny thing is, I released, I think, about 60 podcasts or 30, I think 20 to 25 podcasts in the year 2021. There about, I know I was doing numbers from 2020 to 2021, but from 2022, I just stopped releasing podcasts. It wasn't intentional. I mean, I had a lot going on for me. I had a lot of growth when it came to other aspects of my life. So, I mean, I wouldn't say this one necessarily suffered, but I mean, it just took the back seat for a while for me. It just took the back seat in the sense that I just had to focus on other things. I mean, you know, for me, it was majorly a reason that made me stop doing podcasts for a while, and soon it became multiple reasons, and I wouldn't say I got caught up with the spirit of procrastination or anything. I just let it play its course, and I didn't do anything about it. Well, I'm back today. Will I say I'm back with a bang, or will I say I'm back with some juicy, nice topics talking about Thames, our Thames baby, our Otter. Will I call Thames Otter Queen? Can I call Thames Otter Queen? I love Thames. I love Thames very, very much. Thames is very talented. Thames, when I sing Thames, I say voice check, skin check, height check, talent check. I mean, speaking voice check. Chocolate tower dripping lady check. Crazy things are happening check. I will wait for you check. Mr. Rebel check. Oh my god, free my mind or free mind check. Live life check. Man, it has been a good, it was a good 2022, I can't lie. Like, it ended well. I think 2022 ended with Show Dem Camp releasing their album. It was good. It's Palm Wine music, right? Volume 3 or 2? 3, I guess. It was nice. It was very good. I love SDC. I love Show Dem Camp. I just imagine a slogan from them and I'm like, ah man, I've been following Show Dem Camp since I think when I was in Gestry, and that's quite a long time. That's what I've been like in 2009, 2010, yeah, they're about that period, 2009, 2010, even maybe a bit way back, 2008, they're about like that, following Show Dem Camp, when they're still like trying to build in Abuja and all that first before the they all came to Lagos and made a better career from those. So they were good. I could say, why I'm talking about Shodem Camp and why I'm trying to like stress on them a bit is because Shodem Camp is a blessing to the music industry, and is a blessing to the Ote community in the community in the sense that when they release albums, they give the platform for young upcoming artists to flourish and shine. You will hardly see Shodem Camp featuring a big star. I mean, they do, but I mean, when you have like an album work of let's say 12 songs and you just have one feature that only has Burna Boy, I mean, and they've been working with Burna Boy, it's not like they started that having like only Burna Boy, I mean, and that's it, and the remaining artists you have are all upcoming artists or artists that are still trying to make rounds for themselves. I mean, I was so excited with that latest album because for so long I've wanted to see Shodem Camp and Budge in an album, and I loved it. And I think after this podcast recording, I will go and play Shodem Camp's album. Speaking of it, this is not even the first podcast I'm recording today. I recorded a podcast earlier today. I had to take it down. I had to take it down because I gave all the proper credits and I played each song. After I gave all the proper credits, I didn't even just play a song. I played like three different songs. It was actually a live performance by Young John, the Wicked producer, and he performed Normally and Dada, and I also played the song by Fuse titled Stand By Me. I was talking about how I am appreciating and loving how Young John took 2022 by storm and had Normally and had Dada, and how Dada did well, and how Fuse now also took 2022 actually with Finesse and Electricity. And I was talking about how Young John's jiggy is such a powerful word. It's like his own chakra, because when you just hear jiggy, it's about to be jigging here. It's madness. And I'm even saying this, I'll be scratching me to play songs for you, but I mean, we did that before, man. We know how it ended. It ended well. So let's forget about that right now. He did madness with Normally and Dada, and we had Phil's do madness with Electricity and Finesse with Buju, and Electricity with Davido. And now we have him in 2023 doing the madness with his new EP, Feel Good. And his song there that's good for me, I mean, it's love. So I love the entire EP, but I'll say the song that stands out for me in the EP is Stand By You. It's just a particular part of that lyrics that just hits me very well. And to me, every time I play that song and I hear that song, it feels like I and Phil's had like a one-on-one interview, and I give him all my experience in Lagos, all my dating experience in Lagos. Oh my God, I had a bad dating experience last year. I think in next episode, I will talk about that. I had a bad, in fact, I can say that this is my worst dating experience ever. So bad last year, so bad, guys. So Fuse interviewed me, and I told him everything about what happened in like my previous relationship, Lagos dating life, and all that stuff. And he just sang this song for it because that's how it felt, and like I can relate to that song in a different level. And he said, "What was the lyrics again?" He said, "I know be small pekin." My eyes have seen so many things in the streets. My eyes have seen so many shits in the streets. I don't chop breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My heart is cold as a winter, but you warm me up, Angelina. So I give what is to Caesar to Caesars. And I was like, this guy. This guy, I mean, it just connects to me on a different level. I really wish I could play these songs for you right now, but I can't because the new Anchor on Spotify rules, it just censors out the song. You know how when you listen to radio right now, and when you're listening to like maybe a very popular song that has a lot of swear words in those songs, they try their best to like filter out the swear words. So you hear, you probably hear a rapper say something, and there's a swear word, it just cuts and everything. So it's kind of like the same thing that's what Spotify started doing with contents like this, and I don't like it just pissed me off because I kind of like missed the warning on that, because before you could always do music additions on your podcast and it doesn't get screened out, but that happened. So yeah, Feels Stand By You. Madness for me. And I also talked about how Davido has this effect that Future and Ty Dolla Sign has in America. And I was like, hold on before you come for my head. This is what I mean. When you feature a Davido in your song, it's definitely going to blow. Like, imagine Baddest Boy with Skibby, madness. That R remix with Davido, madness. Electricity with Davido, madness. A guy, anything he touch truly turns to gold. Truly does. It does. And he's a big enough star. So back to the topic of discussion. Thames, baby girl. Thames. The world can't have enough of Thames. Everybody just always talk about Thames. Thames is doing great things. Thames had a good 2022. And Thames also had a good start to 2023 when she won Grammys for her song with Drake and Future. And you know the funny thing is, I always say that song was originally for Thames. I don't know how Future carried it, sampled it, and now made Thames a feature in her own song, because that song was originally for Thames. Is it higher, right? Yeah, is it higher? Yes. But the now feature now changes to Wait For You. She won the Grammys with that song. Well, some Nigerians were saying, oh, we won't say it's for Thames because we've not seen in Nigeria that will actually win the Grammys without featuring a white person or having a foreign influence and blah 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 blah. We won't see Nigerian that will actually win the Grammys with their own song, no feature and everything, blah 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 blah. I'm like, to be fair, I mean, a win is a win, and I will celebrate Thames for it, because I mean, she did what she did, and like I said, originally it's her song. I don't even know how Future did it, made it his song and like featured her in it, but I mean, it is what it is. She still won. Big shout out to Thames. And she was also nominated for best song in a movie category for the Oscars with the song she wrote behind for Rihanna. Bad Girl Riri. Lift Me Up, that's the title of the song. It was good. So you can say that, oh, a Nigerian has never won the Grammys on her own, on his own, and da 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 da. But I mean, she's here doing the madness, writing a song for Rihanna, and I mean, it took her up there. I mean, even though she had a cover for Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry, and I really did like her version of No Woman, No Cry. It took me back, and I said she delivered it very well. I don't think I've actually listened to a Thames song or any EP, and I'm like, nah, Thames, you didn't bring your A game. I don't really like it. Thames always drops the madness, and I love her for it. I really do love her for it. And if you want to see more of her work and you try to check Shoot 'Em Come's album and some of the features she has been on, whew. And the thing about Thames is her lyrics always slaps. It slaps. I swear. But maybe it's just me coming from a heavy place of bias, because I'm a huge fan of Thames. But nevertheless, I love good music and I hate bad music, trust me. And I always say this to people, with the kind of music I like, it will shock you that I have a special place in my heart for Vilash Mada. Because it's funny, because even me sometimes when I measure the love I have for Vilash Mada's songs, I'm like, what? Why do you like this guy this much? When like all the genres of music you like doesn't even closely relate to you, or it's not even closely similar to the genre of song, which is the street anthem. But I like the likes of Vilash Mada, Zinolinsky, Zlatan, Asake. I mean, that's the king of the Zanga, the king of the streets. And T.Y. Blaze, actually like T.Y. Blaze. Even though I know two songs I like, as I said, I think Sometimes and Try. Yeah, it's like two songs I like of his from his work, and that's good. So speaking of Thames, yeah. The world was mad pissed. Not basically mad pissed. People had their own opinion about what she wore to the Oscars, and it was a, will I say, reminiscence, or let's say she took out of the book of Cardi B on what Cardi B wore to the Grammys. So let me just help you paint this picture now. So imagine it was a fly, right? And imagine its wings, right? Now take one wing off. Now you decide to take off the right wings, then you leave the left wings. Then how glorious and beautiful the five wings can be. And you just take the upper part of the wings and slightly curve it like above the head in an arc manner, like it's a hat but doesn't cover fully the head. Let's just say that's covered half parts of the head, like a half hat, yeah, that's the kind of dress she wore. And wearing that, it was high, and it was said to have blocked people's view in the Oscars. Even apart from, and I quote, it was said to have blocked people's view in the Oscars. I watched some clips of the Oscars, and I saw that I didn't even need to be told it was actually blocking people's view. And immediately when I saw it, because a friend of mine sent me the link on Twitter to the picture, and I had to go on Twitter to check the picture, and immediately when I saw it, I just went, oh wow, she was inconsiderate here, because she was blocking people's view. And people were like, why didn't she sit down in a place whereby body did blah this? People were just saying a lot of things. And some people even came out with receipt and said, oh, when Cardi B wore this, no one complained. When Lady Gaga wore the tourism, and she wore like an Eiffel Tower on her head, and she was looking, but nobody complained. And people were also saying, when different people wear this, no one complains. If Rihanna had worn this, now what would we complain? But because it's a baby girl time, everyone is complaining and everything and everything and everything. And I was like, hold up. I did some research, and I found out that most people were saying, oh yeah, Cardi B wore what she wore, but that was for the red carpet. And when it was time for the event, Cardi B changed, and did he have any defense for Lady Gaga? Obviously no defense for Rihanna, because Rihanna didn't wear that. Rihanna was just like, oh, if Rihanna wore that, no one will complain and everything. Speaking of which, Rihanna had like three different dresses that night, and she changed. I mean, she had the awesome entrance, and she had the badass performance on the Oscars. So you look for, towards my own opinion, and I first said like, oh yeah, if Lady Gaga wore what she wore, which I saw a picture, to the award she went to, and she was blocking people, she too was inconsiderate. And if Cardi B had won what she wore for the red carpet to the award night, and she was obstructing people's view, she too will be inconsiderate. I mean, I don't care who you are, what is wrong is wrong. I personally am of the opinion that she would have changed. I mean, she's a celebrity, she can wear multiple clothing on events, it's not even a crime. Most times they don't spend money on this clothes. They didn't. In fact, 90% out of the time they don't spend money on this clothes, because I mean, you have art, you have stylists wanting to give you dresses for free or attires for free, so you wear them. I mean, so you can afford to wear 3, 4, 5 dresses in an award show. 5 might be too much, but you get the point. 2 to 3 dresses in an award show is not bad, and it's not the first time someone will do it. So I'm of the opinion that she would have changed to something sexy. And I've seen Tems over the year in different outfits, and boy oh boy, she does know how to dress. So she would have changed to something else after the red carpet. I don't probably she didn't just back in for that, or she was too excited with the fact that she was nominated for an Oscar award, and she probably might have won it, and I mean it would have been the year for her. Grammys, Oscar, take that home. Take that home, Rebecca. So the thing is, excitement would have probably taken her by storm or by surprise, and she probably didn't think about it. I was also of the opinion that some people were saying, oh, they would have told her to stand up and change her sitting position. I was like, hold up, wait a minute, because she's black, she's African, she's dark. People in that place might have been very uncomfortable, but they will not even know how to communicate their feelings to her, because they'll be mindful of her emotions, or they'll be mindful of how it will be interpreted. So I guess that they might just be just there, because I'm telling you, the same people as, you know, adjust her seat, if they had tried to adjust her from that please and say, oh madam, please, you have to can't sit down somewhere else because of this, and Tim is like put off like small fuss, or she doesn't look happy about it and everything, all people come out, oh, racist, there. She can understand that sometimes in some situation that some people might be sensitive to, because they don't want like to just trend on Twitter for the wrong reasons or because they're misunderstood. And when it comes to Twitter, you have chopped like 17 bullets before they even hear your side. And they even hear your side, you're chopping some lashing. You get jumping some lashing, so you can understand how it might have been hard for what do you call it, for the ushers to try and coordinate that. But I was of the opinion that almost here, before she went at that event, you saw what she was wearing, and obviously the foresight, knowing that she was probably going to block people's view or obstruct the view of other people behind her, because she was in the middle. She was actually in the middle of the whole sitting arrangement. You would have put her in a strategic place. It doesn't even have to be at the back, it can be the front, but a strategic place whereby she will not obstruct anyone's vision. I mean, you would have just done that. But I mean, it was, I mean, I wouldn't, everyone is to be blamed, and it's never really that deep, to be very honest, because Tems didn't do anything that deep. She didn't even kill anyone, because I mean, she just wore, I would just say it's a case of, I wouldn't say wrong, will I fully say wrong dress? I would say it's a case of, for the lack of better words, wrong dress, right occasion, wrong seat. Yeah, so I mean, it has happened, and people always forget Tems is 27, still quite young in the sense that it's still her first Oscar nomination, first Grammy, right? Or first, so there's a lot of firsts for her. She's breaking milestones, she's achieving things, she's enjoying herself, her growth has been graceful, so she's just enjoying the moment, and she's been the total baby girl that she is. So she will learn, she will grow, she will not repeat some certain mistakes. Tems does not even make a lot of mistakes to even like derail her career. I'm like, Tems is always on the news for good things than bad things, do you get? So I can't remember seeing Tems on the news for any bad thing. I really love her personality and her music, her craft, her talent. It's very good. So with that being said, I feel like she probably might even apologize or even address the situation, or she might not, because like I said, it's not even really that deep. Do you get? It's just people online saying what they will say, because Nigerians are very opinionated, and I mean, these are things we are meant to expect from Nigerians. It's not today, or from even the world. It's not today. But with that being said, like I said, it was a beautiful night. It was a rich night for her. It was a beautiful experience for her. She looked absolutely gorgeous on her dress. Unfortunately, she did not win. It was another song that won the best music in the movie for 2022, and that's movie was RRR, the Indian movie. And I mean, she went against the Indian performers. Those guys always bring their A-game when it comes to music and the movies, especially if our movies are going to do well. Because I mean, you're having these guys singing and dancing the madness. So we had to really beat them. And I actually haven't watched RRR, but all the reviews I have gotten from RRR has been awesome. And speaking of reviews, I want to give a special shout out to my friend and my G, Rinzy Reviews on Instagram. I mean, if you want to get caught up with everything Oscar, go to Rinzy Reviews page on Instagram, Rinzy Reviews together. Go to his page. When you're there, you will know he's that good. Rinzy has my respect because he has been doing this for quite a long time. Rinzy started this, I think 2017, if not way back. Rinzy has been in the game for quite a while. Rinzy has done the madness. I've seen this guy grow. I've seen his graphics design change. I've seen his graphics design grow. I've had him on this podcast where we both reviewed the movie Citation. We spoke about it. It did well. It was a good movie. We criticized it a bit and all that. Healthy criticism. I mean, he's my to-go plug, because when I was in Cole FM and Nigeria Info, when I was still co-hosting the show Talk TV 247 and Movie Road Show, I mean, it was a show about movies and a show about shows that goes on TV. And I mean, I was doing my thing on the radio, he was doing his thing on the gram and on his website. He should have a podcast coming up soon or YouTube channel, but he has been doing the madness on his Instagram page, and he has been spot on recently. He gave a very detailed tea. The fact is, you don't need to watch any award show when you have Rinzy in your life, to be very honest, because he gives detailed breakdown. He gives it his all. He's very dedicated. Like, you don't miss a beat with Rinzy. Don't miss a beat with Rinzy. You don't miss a beat with Rinzy. I'm serious. You don't. Everything on his page. Every moment. I mean, it's just spot on, enjoyable, and very, very entertaining. So, I mean, if you want to get caught up on everything, Oscars, or even the Grammys, it's on this page. New movie recommendation, new movies on Netflix. You know, if you watch a movie and you feel like, oh, I want to criticize this movie, I want to blah, 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 you will see on his page. And I'm always on his page. So you always catch me there, comments in the comment section. And please, 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 when you see a content creator or you see any creator that, and you have opinion about their craft or what they're talking about, be kind enough to comment in the comment section. And if you want to give a criticism, healthy criticism, it helps. Engage, like, share, and subscribe where you need to do so. With that being said, thank you for your love, thank you for your support, and I definitely will be back very, very soon. I'm not going to put the bait tag on it, but I'll be back very soon. You definitely should trust that. Thank you very much, and do have a lovely day.